If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Rimsha. Now it is Kelb. Philibert up top. Takes a shot, score! Darian Kelb!
Welcome to another edition of Clan Chat, and it is my pleasure to be joined all the way from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, the home of the Tie Cats, the home of my brother-in-law's favorite place, Tim Hortons Field, the hallowed ground of the Canadian Football League, Darian Kelb. And let's just talk about it. I mean, it's quite neat. We were talking a little bit off camera, Darian, about the Euros, and I'm sure you're watching the Stanley Cup in the good time zone there. Like, it's a really good time for sports right now. It's a really good time to talk about you joining the Glasgow Clan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm really excited about it. All you can pretty much do right now is watch sports. I mean, it's we're having the hottest weather of the summer so far. It's very humid out here, just trying to stay in and stay air conditioned. So, yeah, we'll throw in the soccer games on and, I got the Stanley Cup going.
You were telling me off camera you're an avid golfer as well, and Coach Nielsen told you, yeah, just bring along the club. So you must be excited about Scotland and some of the world-class golf facilities.
Yeah, I am. I do like to get out there and golf pretty often. I wouldn't say my game's anything to talk about, but I'm really excited to get out there. And I've heard Scotland, some of the most beautiful courses in the world. So, it's going to be a treat to get to play on some.
So you mentioned Corey there reaching out and saying, well, if you come, if you sign, bring the golf clubs. Was that an easy conversation with Coach Nielsen? We've done a couple of these clan chats now with some of your teammates, the new signees and some of the returnees as well. And certainly a lot of guys excited to play for Corey, but excited to get going and do better than we did last year. So was it an easy conversation with Corey?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much one of the first things Corey asked me was just to tell him about myself, you know, before we even got into the hockey. And, I really liked that, you know, someone who wanted to get to know me first as a person before he even wanted to talk about hockey. So Corey was really easy to talk to, and I was really sold on everything he had to say. You know, I wasn't really familiar with the EIHL or with Glasgow, but he had nothing but great things to say about the city, the fans, the organization. So, Corey really made it an easy conversation.
Well, I'm glad that you don't mind talking about yourself because I'm going to ask you some questions as well. You're in Hamilton. We joke about the CFL, but what do you do in the off season when you leave Duke Laurentian and you go back to Canada? Like what, other than golf, what do you enjoy?
Enjoy hanging out with my friends, my family. You know, for most of the year, I'm away for most of the year. So I like to see my family, and I do some part-time work for my dad has a kitchen cabinet company. So I'll do some work here on the side. That's pretty much about it. You know, I work out, play some 4-on-4 summer hockey league, and I'm on the ice twice a week. That's about it.
So your dad, he's got his own company there. He puts you to work during the off season. Is your dad a big hockey guy? Was he a big influence on your career?
Yeah, you know, he's a Bruins fan. Both my parents are big influences on my careers. And, it's cool. They get to watch me along the way.
Well, I'm a big Bruins guy, so if your dad makes it over to see you play at Brayhead Arena, I'll buy him a beer because I grew up in Newfoundland, and actually, you know the East Coast well because you had some good seasons at Dalhousie University, so you must have fond memories of the East Coast of Canada as well.
Oh, I have nothing but good things to say about the East Coast of Canada. Sometimes I wish I was from out there. I love it so much. You know, the people are really relaxed and such nice, genuine people out there, and some of my best buddies that I've made through hockey and just through school are from out there. I love the East Coast.
And did you enjoy playing at Dalhousie? Because that's a great school.
Yeah, Dow was awesome, you know, from just all the teams, whether it's from the boys teams to the girls teams, everyone was just always supporting each other. The campus is unreal, and just being like right in downtown Halifax there, you know, it's awesome.
You've actually been quite lucky in your career to play in some beautiful spots in Canada, because both Quebec and Gatineau in your QMJHL days, you talk about Dalhousie, I mean, Laval as well. Like you've really touched some great Canadian cities, and now you're coming to a great Scottish city. But let's talk a little bit about that progression from the QMJHL all the way through, and talk about your time in places like Quebec and Gatineau.
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Canada, you know, I was used to, well, just in Ontario, I was used to the cold weather, but going to Quebec in those winter months when it would get to like minus 40 degrees, I wasn't used to that. I wasn't the biggest fan of that. But the city alone, Quebec City, it's a beautiful city, lots of culture there. And the fans there are so passionate about hockey, you know, especially without having an NHL team there, you know, they really support the Quebec Ramparts. Even Gatineau, it was super nice. Some of my best memories of junior from playing Gatineau. How I found myself in QMJHL, I wasn't drafted to the OHL at 16, so I went and played some junior B in Fort Erie, and then I got invited to the Quebec Ramparts camp as a walk-on, and I made the team from there. I had a good camp, and from there, that's how my junior career started, and then went to school at Dalhousie, and
San Jose, of course, they played one of the games at the practice rink. They led by two in that one and ended up trailing and falling. Left side, Kelb, he shoots and scores! Darian Kelb is first in the AHL. He blisters that one past the glove hand of Stainlock.
Talk about your junior career there and sort of the progression, but major junior, especially the Q, I mean, you've got to be a good skater. And one of the things Corey is really excited about is you're a big guy at 6'3", but you're mobile and your skating is one of your huge assets. So anyone who's not seen sort of the clips of you in the East Coast Hockey League or what's in Slovakia, just talk about what you're bringing to the table and a little bit about your game and what they can expect when you wear a purple jersey.
I mean, like you said, I think skating is one of my strong assets to my game. You know, I can get back, retrieve pucks pretty quickly, and I think my first pass helping the team break out, that's what I'm going to bring to the team. You know, I feel myself, I'm really calm with the puck. I don't hesitate with it. I'm not too panicked out there. I know where the play can be made. I like to jump up in the rush. I like to produce some offense for the team, help out as much as I can. I want to be a player that's relied upon by the coaches and my teammates to play, say, in the last minute of the game, whether you're up by one or down by one. You know, that's the type of player I want to be, and that's what I want to bring to the Glasgow Clan next year.
You've got a great shot as well. I've seen some clips. We watched a lot of video on you, of course, and that's part of the process when you're bringing in new guys. But some of those one tees from the point are a thing of beauty. Is that something you work on in the summer as well when you're playing 4-on-4 and all that?
Not so much in the 4-on-4 because, you know, the one tees are kind of frowned upon when we're out there, but when I'm out there and just my regular skates, you know, I like to use my shot. I think it's one of my abilities that whether it goes in or not, it creates creates havoc in front of the net, creates some rebounds for guys. I think I'm able to get the puck through, and that is something that I work on in the summer from the blue line there, working it from the top and being able to get the puck through to the net.
I love the fact that you said that you want to be on the ice in the last minute, whether we're up by a goal or down by a goal. And the point is there. I mean, it's two-way play, isn't it? You can contribute offensively, but you also take a lot of pride in your defensive game. And I know that's something that Corey, when he was looking at video and stuff, he said, this guy can play on both ends of the rink and really brings a lot on the defensive side of the game too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just as much as – you know, you like scoring goals. I hate being out there when we get scored upon just as much as I hate losing more than I love winning. You know, I don't want to be out there when I want to be out there helping the team. You know, I don't want to feel like I'm letting the team down when I'm out there. And, you know, yeah, I want to bring some solid defensive play and just be sound defensively for the team next year.
a lot of your experience, as we mentioned, Dalhousie, Quebec, Laval, all those sort of stops. But you spent some time in Europe last year, Duke Letrenchen. And how was that? That was your first foray into Europe.
Yeah, that was it was an awesome experience. It was very different for sure. Especially, I mean, I dealt with a language barrier in Quebec, but majority of people could speak English, or you can get your point across. Where in Slovakia, I'd go to the grocery store and some stuff like that. You know, it was a little difficult, but it was cool. It was a really cool culture shock. You know, I'd be carrying around my Google Translate everywhere, but no, it was super cool. I loved it. It was a great first experience.
And certainly, I think Zdeno Chara is from Trenčín. I know that he attends games in that league once in a while when he's not in Boston, where he lives full time now, even though he's retired. Did you ever run into any ex-NHL guys, or is there anything interesting like that?
Actually, I didn't run into Chara. Gabrick and Marian Hossa are from there too, actually. Yep. One of the practice rinks we practice at was Gabrick's rink there. Just walked by Marian Gabrick once. That was about it. But no, didn't see any other famous faces that I recognized.
Yeah, Slovakian hockey goes. Trenčín was a real hotbed for those couple of years with like grade A NHL talent. So yeah. I'm sure you enjoyed playing in Slovakia because, I mean, they had a bronze medal at the Olympics there in Beijing. So it really is a boom time for Slovakian hockey as well.
Yeah. I mean, Slovakia, like I said, I was told there that hockey is bigger than soccer. You know, they were really passionate fans, I have to say. And everywhere we went, you know, it's they're chanting. It was a great time playing for Trenčín.
Well, you talked about the language barrier in Quebec. So you're like me, you're from Canada, but you only speak a little bit of French. Is that correct?
Enough to get by. Enough to
get by. Yeah, and probably not enough, but and certainly no Slovakian. But you'll have an accent barrier when you get to Scotland, and our producer Craig Anderson will have to help you with some of the good phrases and some of the jargon when you come to Scotland. So that'll be fun too. You said your dad's a Bruins fan. Are you a Leafs fan? Because if people don't know their geography, Hamilton's just outside, like a couple drives away, short drive away from Toronto. And certainly, I'm sure you grew up watching the Leafs.
Yeah, I'm a Leafs fan. When I was younger, my mom made me a Leafs fan. Couldn't have two Bruins fans in the house, apparently. So, but I've been a Leafs fan ever since I can remember. So, yeah, I get heartbroken every year watching them in the playoffs.
It is wild because when you look at hockey globally and you look at the EIHL, it's not all about money because the Leafs can spend as much as they want. And they've got a real quagmire with four guys making over $40 million there and the whole Marner situation. But sometimes it just doesn't click. And when you look at the Leafs in paper, you wonder how they haven't won a Stanley Cup. And as a diehard fan, that must drive you bananas.
Yeah, I mean, there's there's some things I think they can do with the roster. But, I mean, Who am I to really tell them what to do? I mean, I'm just as good as any fan online telling them what to do, right? They know what's best inside that organization. But just hopefully next year's our year.
Those no movement clauses they gave those four guys have certainly put them behind the eight ball as well. And when you see, I mean, Jacob Markstrom just got traded to New Jersey. I mean, there's a guy that the Leafs would have been crying out for, but it's hard to land those guys. When you look at the NHL as a whole, I mean, obviously, did you grow up wanting to play for the Leafs or was it sort of an ambition to play hockey at Q level or major junior level and see what happened?
I think no. Since I was a younger kid, I think, you know, growing up in Southern Ontario, it was always about hockey. I mean, playing road hockey out in the driveway just by myself, you know, scoring those goals on the empty net, pretending you're scoring the Game 7 Stanley Cup winner. You know, I always wanted to be playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs and be playing for a Stanley Cup. But as you got older, you realize, you know, that playing pro hockey, that was really the main goal, making a life out of hockey. And that's what I'm doing right now, and you know, I'm really happy with my decision and what I'm doing right now.
Up top, broken stick. That was Kelb who broke his stick, and they come across the line. Hawkins sends it back, and look at Kelb getting right back in on the action.
Are you enjoying, because I've asked some of your new teammates, because it's tough over here, and you'll find that, and you would have found it in Slovakia. The NHL games are on at midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Are you enjoying watching the Stanley Cup in a time zone there that makes it a little bit more easy to access games?
Yeah, no, for sure. When I went over to Slovakia, all I was seeing were we'd have the highlights going in the morning in the dressing room and be posted on YouTube, and it'd say like posted 3 hours ago, and we're just waking up watching them. But yeah, no, I didn't watch many sports, like didn't get to see the Super Bowl at all. But actually, it's a good time. You know, the late game here is only at 10 o'clock, whereas when I was playing in Bakersfield, California, on Sundays, say, for NFL football, you're waking up and it was football at 10 in the morning, 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. And then same with the hockey, you'd wake up the 7 o'clock game here. Well, in Bakersfield, it'd be at 4 o'clock there, and then it'd be at 7 o'clock, right? So yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. You know, you don't get to watch the North American sports over during the season, but it's all good.
Well, the great thing about NFL, if you're an NFL guy, is that you can still get them at a decent time because the 1 o'clock kickoffs will be 6 o'clock in Scotland. So if you're off on a Sunday, you can still – the NFL has got it right when it comes to making sure the European fan base is serviced and you'll enjoy the NFL. The Super Bowl still is a late night, but that's a one-off. Other than watching the sports, is there anything you're looking forward to in Scotland? Are you a music guy? Do you like to do like sort of touring around and seeing history?
Yeah, I mean, part of the reason why I wanted to go play in Europe was just to see different parts of the world. You know, when I was in Slovakia, me and my girlfriend, we got to travel to Vienna, Austria. That was super nice. At the end of the year, I got to go to Poland. So yeah, I've been looking, Edinburgh, I believe it's pronounced. That seems like a really nice place. I keep getting all these, my social media places to visit and restaurants to visit in Scotland. So I've been saving them all and sending them to my girlfriend. So she's kind of the planner for that.
Well, we'll take care of you. We'll point you in the right direction of good music venues and certainly good restaurants. And you know what? It is a great city. Glasgow, in my opinion, is one of the top cities on the 10-team circuit in the Elite League. There's a lot going on in Glasgow. It's a city full of culture. And certainly the Purple Army. Have you heard much about the fan base? Because they're a passionate, passionate bunch crying out for a big year. And certainly that's what we're hoping to build to.
I was doing a little bit of reading up when I was seeing all the signings coming in and then just hearing about what Corey had to say about the fan base and just reading about the players that signed before me that were on the team here before. But other than that, no, I don't know too much.
On a Saturday night when things are going our way, you'll really enjoy it because it is really a fun place to play. It's a great arena as well, the Brayhead Arena. Are you you and your girlfriend, are you super excited? Is it still sort of pinch me because, like you said, you didn't know a lot about the Elite League, but here you are, you're on Clan Chat, and in a few months' time, your life for at least that season is going to be in a place that you probably hadn't thought about playing in before.
No, I'm super excited. As soon as I got the call from Corey, I was super excited, you know, that he was interested in me. Yeah, we are looking forward to it. I don't even know what to say. I'm just super excited to get to Glasgow.
Do you have some European roots? Because one of your defensive teammates, Chris McKay, was on recently. He's got some Scottish roots, so he played in Dundee last year. He wanted to stay in Scotland. Kelb, is there any? Have your grandparents told you any stories, or is there some lineage there?
So the Kelb last name is Polish. That comes from my dad's side, and then on my mom's side, I'm Belgium. One grandma is from England, and my other grandma, she says she's Irish, Ukrainian. She says like a bunch of stuff in her blood. So the main takeaways are, I think it's England, Belgium, and Polish. But I don't know too much about the ancestry, no.
Well, so you're going to touch on it all and just enjoy it and add Scottish to the lineage. When you come over here and you look at the fan base and you look at the opportunity, is there any of the signings of your teammates for the upcoming season that you're really looking forward to playing with?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I think the Simone Dupre signing obviously catches your eye, right? As a defenseman who's played over 200 games in the NHL for the Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, he definitely has a lot of experience and definitely hopefully a lot of knowledge to share. So, I mean, that definitely excites you when you see someone like that sign to your team. I believe the one goaltender Bao, he's got some NHL experience too. I mean, yeah, I think just looking at all the signings, and I think there's a lot of potential for this team, and I'm happy that I get to be a part of it. And I know that everyone going in there is going to be working hard to put the team in a position to be in the playoffs and compete for a championship.
You've got a lot of American Hockey League experience as well, and that's important. You talk about some of the guys with NHL experience. The AHL is a really good level of hockey, obviously, and certainly experience that you can bring wherever you play. Talk about your time in the AHL and what you learned playing in that league.
Yeah, well, I mean, first thing I learned right away was my first call-up was a morning skate, actually, not even just a regular practice, just a 15-minute morning skate. And the intensity of the practice, the execution of passes on the sticks, you know, there was no screw-ups in that morning skate. And that just really opened my eyes to, if you want to play at this level or get to the next level, that you need to, you know, take it seriously. Like, this is your job. And just every day you're going in there trying to get better and pushing each other, pushing your teammates, pushing yourself to get better. You know, I learned a lot of things from, you know, guys that played in the NHL and then were down there in the AHL now. And, you know, guys that went up and down, just from even coaches, that, you know, if you show up and do the work, you know, good things are going to happen. You can't just think anything's going to be given to you. You got to treat your body right off the ice, and you got to make sure just as much effort as you're putting in on the ice, you got to be doing that off the ice, taking care of your body and getting the proper nutrition and sleep.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask you, we know you're doing the 4-on-4 skates and we know you're doing your regular skate. What does the summer look like training wise for you? Is there anything interesting you do with your diet, or is there anything in the gym specifically you do as a defenseman?
No, there's nothing special. I mean, I work out 5 times a week. I skate, including the 4-on-4, 2 to 3 times a week. There's nothing really too special for it. I'm just on my own for training. I like to do my own thing now, you know. I get a program made, and, you know, that's about it.
That's great, though. So you're in shape. You're ready to go. You're building towards a big season, your first season in the Elite League, and the Purple Army will be pretty excited, I think. Talk about the number 74. I always love to ask guys why they pick a certain number.
So, that actually wasn't my first option. You know, ever since a kid, I was 44, and then I've always had 44 in there. So I didn't get to pick 44. I tried to get 4, wasn't there. And then 77 was taken also. So that actually happened to me my last year in junior, and where all those numbers were taken, and I landed on 74. So I wanted to keep the 4 in there, and, you know, I just thought the 7 looked nice. So yeah, there's nothing really special about the number.
Well, it's a cool story regardless, because there's always something behind a number, even if it is, well, I couldn't get it in junior and I landed on that. So it's come full circle for you. I know you're busy. I know you've got lots on the go. I know you're excited to watch some more Euro football with your Italian friends there in Hamilton. Before we let you go, do you have a message for the Purple Army? Because the next time they see you, it'll be in person.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just super excited to get there and get to meet everyone and show everyone what I'm bringing to Glasgow. And I just hope to get there soon.
Darian Kelb, number 74 in Purple, his first season in the EIHL, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat, and looking forward to meet you in person.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.